Deep State Strikes Again, 13x Intel Spooks Rally for Brennan Against Trump. Written by William F. Jasper. Friday, August, 17, 2018. Letter from former intelligence chiefs reveals the globalist, Deep State, Council on Foreign Relations handprint that has been behind America's decline for decades. President Donald Trump's decision to revoke the security clearance of former CIA Director John Brennan has caused the predictable eruption amongst the globalist-minded chattering classes. As we reported Wednesday, the president's statement, read by White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, cited specific instances of Brennan's lying and deception. It noted that Brennan has recently leveraged his status as a former high-ranking official with access to highly sensitive information to make a series of unfounded and outrageous allegations, wild outbursts on the internet and television, about this administration. Mr. Brennan's lying and recent conduct, characterized by increasingly frenzied commentary, is wholly inconsistent with access to the nation's most closely held secrets, and facilitates the very aim of our adversaries, which is to sow division and chaos. On Thursday, Brennan hit back, from an op-ed platform provided by the virulently anti-Trump New York Times. The only questions that remain are whether the collusion that took place constituted criminally liable conspiracy, whether obstruction of justice occurred to cover up any collusion or conspiracy, and how many members of Trump Incorporated attempted to defraud the government by laundering and concealing the movement of money into their pockets, Brennan wrote. The volatile former CIA chief, who is now a paid anti-Trump bloviator for NBC, MSNBC, further charged that Mr. Trump clearly has become more desperate to protect himself and those close to him, which is why he made the politically motivated decision to revoke my security clearance in an attempt to scare into silence others who might dare to challenge him. The Washington Post also jumped in, providing column space to William H. McRaven, former commander of the U.S. Special Operations Command, who said he would consider it an honor if Trump would revoke his clearance, as well. Through your actions, you have embarrassed us in the eyes of our children, humiliated us on the world stage and, worst of all, divided us as a nation, McRaven claimed. Following the Brennan, McRaven blasts in the Times and the Post, 13 former top-level intelligence community officials signed a letter attacking Trump's action and supporting Brennan. Among the signatories are former CIA chiefs William Webster, George Tenet, David Petraeus, and Robert Gates, who became the 13th signer, after the letter was released. Deep State, Council on Foreign Relations Globalists. Naturally, the establishment fake news media are treating the letter by the former Intel leaders as the definitive proof that Trump is unhinged, is becoming increasingly dictatorial, and is attempting to silence his critics. This mantra is being repeated by, for example, Jennifer Rubin at The Washington Post, who declared that no president has so abused his power over security clearances as to warrant such a unified response. Rubin is the faux House conservative at the left-wing Post and a bitter never-Trumper of the most vitriolic sort. In her column entitled, Former Intelligence Chiefs Rally Around Brennan and Slap Down Trump, Rubin says, now it's time for Republicans to stop cheerleading or cowering in the face of President Trump's conduct. The appropriate response is to conduct oversight hearings, censure the president who already admitted pulling Brennan's security clearance because he blames Brennan and others for the Russia investigation and, if need be, pass legislation spelling out the grounds for revoking security clearances and a clear procedure for challenging them. Associated Press writers Jill Colvin and Ann Flaherty claimed that Brennan's loss of a security clearance was an unprecedented act of retribution against a vocal critic and politicizes the federal government's security clearance process. Former CIA directors and other top national security officials, they pointed out, are typically allowed to keep their clearances, at least for some period, so they can be in a position to advise their successors and to hold certain jobs. First of all, it is worth noting that the mass migration from the CIA, NSA, FBI and other deep state corridors to the anti-Trump media echo chamber CNN, MSNBC, Times, Post, etc. by Brennan, Hayden, Clapper, Comey et al., is itself unprecedented. See, deep state fake news marriage, CIA, NSA, FBI operatives join media in droves. These are swamp creatures who are retaliating against the man who was elected, in large measure, on his promise to drain their fetid swamp. And they are desperately trying to stop him from carrying through on that promise. The signers of the letter are loyal servitors of the deep state, the shadowy government behind our official government that has been pushing and tugging America toward the abyss for much of the past century, undermining our national sovereignty and our constitutional checks and balances. Foremost among the globalist groups responsible for promoting unrestricted, centralized government, and ultimately, world government, is the Council on Foreign Relations (CFR). Not surprisingly, nearly all of the 13 signers of the recent letter supporting John Brennan are members of the CFR, and/or have been speakers and participants in the prestigious organization's events, and/or have been participants in the super-secret Bilderberg events. Many of them have been active in other CFR-affiliated globalist ventures, such as the Brookings Institution, the Aspen Institute, and the Atlantic Council. Far from providing credibility to Brennan, the letter provides additional proof of the very real dangers posed by the deep state to limited constitutional government and the rule of law. As we have stated previously, Trump's revocation of John Brennan's security clearance can in no way be reasonably construed as an attack on Brennan's free speech rights guaranteed under the First Amendment. To the contrary, Brennan, quite obviously, is being given a privileged soapbox by the mainstream media, even though he has hysterically accused the president of treason, among other charges. We have listed the 13 signers below, noting in parentheses those who are CFR members and/or Bilderberg attendees. James R. Clapper, former Director of National Intelligence CFR speaker, William H. Webster, former CIA Director CFR member, George J. Tenet, former CIA Director CFR member, Porter J. Goss, former CIA Director. David H. Petraeus, former CIA Director CFR member, Bilderberg attendee, Michael V. Hayden, former Director of the National Security Agency CFR member, Leon Panetta, former CIA Director. Stephen R. Capps, former Deputy CIA Director. Michael J. Morrill, former Deputy CIA Director and Acting Director CFR member. Avril Danica Haynes, former Deputy CIA Director Bilderberg attendee. John E. McLaughlin, former Deputy CIA Director and Acting Director CFR member. David S. Cohen, former Deputy CIA Bilderberg attendee. Robert M. Gates, former CIA Director CFR member. It should be noted also that Admiral William H. McRaven, who wrote the Washington Post apologia for Brennan, is a director of the CFR. As Steve Bias reported for The New American last month, Washington Post columnist Eugene Robinson actually wrote a recent column entitled "God Bless the Deep State," in which he praises the illegal, unconstitutional, immoral, and treasonous actions of the secretive, unelected and unaccountable deep state cabal against President Trump. According to the Post's Robinson, the deep state stands between us and the abyss. McRaven, Rubin, and the rest of the fake news media choir are likewise cheering on the deep state, urging Americans to ignore its diabolically subversive aims and to embrace it for our national salvation. Will Americans fall for the deception? Let's pray not. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.